Well, thank you all for being here. Thank all of you for being here. And Andy Blunt, what a great job running this campaign. You know, in every campaign, there has to be somebody that brings everybody together and makes the final decision. And we had the two best decision makers in Missouri politics, and Ann Wagner and Andy Blunt, and they were there all the time, every day, doing what needed to be done. And Ann, thanks to you. Andy, thanks to you. Now, 930 political events in Missouri in 19 months means there must have been 930 things, other places I should have been that I wasn't. And Abby, thanks to you for doing those 930. Those 930 things. And I see the guy that in January will be my congressman, Billy Long. And Billy, I'm proud of you. What a great campaign. And so when I've got a problem in the United States House of Representatives, I'm going to be calling Billy Long. He's going to be the guy. 930 events, talking to Missourians, trying my very best to listen to Missourians, and wherever you were, they all said the same thing. They all said, where are the private sector jobs? Why is the federal government spending so much more money than it's ever spent before? Why would an energy plan be a plan that would double our utility bills? Why do they want to raise everybody's taxes? What about this stimulus plan that clearly hasn't worked? Why don't we get back to common sense government? In fact, I met a guy about 3 months ago talking about the stimulus package. He was a guy who worked for a paycheck. He didn't have a PhD in economics, but apparently he had a PhD in common sense. You know, this is the plan, this cap and trade, that would double our utility bill in Missouri in a decade, 80% the first decade and even more after that. And he said, look, if my utility bill doubles, that's a bad thing. If my mother's utility bill doubles, my retired mother's utility bill, that's a worse thing. But if the utility bill at work doubles and my job goes away, the other two bills really don't matter anyway, because I can't pay mine and I can't help my mother pay hers. That's the kind of common sense Missourians have that clearly is not in the White House right now, and not in the people who are currently in control of the Congress right now. And Missourians are sending a message that they want common sense. They want a country that understands that private sector jobs should be the goal of our country. They want a country where we understand the needs that families have. You know, we've been in that part of the campaign where people come up to you for the last month, maybe longer than that, and say, gee, these campaigns are tough. And I just started saying, look, campaigns are campaigns. What's tough is if you're a 50 or a 55-year-old guy that has brought a paycheck home every month of your adult life, and your family's dependent on you every month of your life, and you don't have that job, and you have no idea where you're going to find another one. What's tough if you just got out of college and you owe $30,000 or $40,000, and the best job you can find is pizza delivery person? What's tough is if you're the single mom who has way more responsibility than any individual should have, and you have to worry every day that if you lost the job you have and maybe the part-time job you have on top of that, what would happen to your kids? What would happen to your family? That's what's tough. And we've got to get focused in the country on the things that matter. Private sector jobs, government jobs don't pay the bill. Government jobs are the bill. And you need some of them, but if they get out of proportion to the rest of the economy, the rest of the economy doesn't grow. And, you know, people also knew that this campaign in America and in Missouri was about something even bigger than all of that. And it was what kind of country we're going to live in. Once every generation, Americans have to renew their own lease on freedom. Even in the greatest country in the history of the world, freedom is not guaranteed. Freedom is not passed along in the bloodstream, as Ronald Reagan said. And Ronald Reagan didn't say, but he could have said, any generation of Americans can lose freedom for a long time. Freedom's easier to hold on to than it is to get back. And what I've seen in this state at event after event after event, and what I've heard at event after event after event, is people want to hold on to who we have been, the unique strength of America, tighter than they ever have before, because they saw how easy it would be to begin to lose it. You know, I talked to my dad just a minute ago, who'll be 89 in a month. My mom and dad were dairy farmers. They taught me that we lived in a country with hard work and education. Anything was possible. but they never suggested to me that anything was guaranteed. And there's a big difference living in a country where anything is possible and a country where too many things are guaranteed. We need to create opportunity. We need to help people create opportunity for others. We need to prioritize those opportunities for families and individuals. But we have to be careful that we don't get so far that we have guaranteed so many things that almost nothing's possible. This is a time when Americans are deciding, are we going to live in a country where the government is bigger than the people, or are we going to live in a country where the people are bigger than the government? The people are going to win. The people are going to win. Freedom's going to win. This is an election night that will not come along for a while, because this is the time when we decide if we're going to renew the lease on freedom. And I think that's clearly the message being sent to Washington, D.C., and being sent around the world. The United States of America is still the United States of America, and that is still an exceptional thing. These things don't happen by themselves. Many of you and thousands of others around the state have worked so hard in this campaign. And I'll make one pledge to you tonight. As I now can safely say I'm going to have this opportunity to serve, I will work every day so that for all the people that you encourage to put me in the Senate, that they're coming up to you for the next 6 years and saying, thanks for that advice, not why did you give me that advice. Thanks for sending a guy to Washington that will fight for us. Thanks for sending a guy to Washington that says the same thing to everybody all the time, no matter where he is. This has been a campaign about the issues. And I've said for months, any politician who thinks this year is about anything but the issues is going to get a message on election day. I think that message was sent pretty loud and pretty clear. I'm honored to get the chance to work for you. Thank you for all you've done. Thank you. Charlie, run up here, buddy. Oh. Can you wave?
Can you wave, buddy?